The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Hour number three of the Starting Lineup. Let's hit it. Ground running, Tyler Ivins and Will West, where we spin the wheel. Your chance to play the game. If your caller's number one and two right now, 656-9900, and Will will shout it to the top of the Himalayas. This is what we like to call Cliffhanger, and Will, for the first-timers or the refreshers, let them know, how do we play Cliffhanger here on TSL?
We need two callers right now at 656-9900, 656-9900. We're going to give you three numbers or stats-based questions. You can miss those questions by a total of 15 without going over our metaphorical cliff. The contestant who misses by the fewest number is going to be your big winner, and Tyler Ivins, it's a fantastic prize again today.
You know, Will, if I actually pull out of my street and I hit the interstate, I can quickly get off there at Lovell Road, quick little turn down Kingston Pike. I'm in Farragut. Bam, I'm at M. Lilly. I'm right next to the Fresh Market. I'm improving my sleep in 2021. The Harmony Pillow, the most popular gift during the holiday season, the most popular gift Valentine's Day for Mother's Day, and Will, Father's Day's just right around the corner. So if you're talking about comfort, if you want to talk about improved sleep, the Harmony Pillow, especially talk about morning radio. You know, a lot of people have difficulties getting out of bed. If you want to improve that sleep, join us a little bit earlier. Harmony Pillow's a W for you. Gainer, that means we need two contestants. Do you have
656-9900, we need two callers right now. Had somebody drop. So we need two callers right now at 656-9900. Need another caller, excuse me, not two. But we need another caller right now at 656-9900 if you want to get on board and you want to play Cliffhanger with us.
And we got that second caller, guys. We're ready to roll. We have Chris and Marshall.
Let's bring Chris in here first. Chris, you know you get the honors of picking. Do you want my Cliffhanger questions or do you want Will West's Cliffhanger questions? Good morning.
Good morning. I'll go with Will.
All right, Chris, here we go. I tested these against Cater to make sure they're not too difficult. He missed them by a total of three. So I'm feeling pretty good about your chances, even though it's a little bit all over the board. We started out with a baseball. Brave slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. leads the majors in home runs right now. How many home runs on the season so far does Ronald Acuna Jr. have?
11.
The answer is 11, so that is a fantastic job by you, Chris. All right, let's move to the NBA. Hawks center Clint Capella leads the NBA in rebounds per game. How many rebounds per game does Clint Capella have? And it's in the ballpark of where the leader in rebounds usually is each year.
13.
The answer is 14, so you are crushing this right now.
Are you kidding me?
Finally, we talked about Matthew Stafford versus Jared Goff coming up in October in a revenge game as the Rams take on the Lions. How many touchdown passes for Matthew Stafford last season?
28.
The answer is 26. You missed it by exactly the same three that Kaner did. So fantastic job by you, Chris, sitting at three right now. Marshall and Ivins, get you some of that.
Marshall, we're getting ready to set the record for the greatest showing of all time ever during the game of Cliffhanger. Are you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Marshall, I like the confidence, brother. We get started. We've been talking about the Forbes top 10 highest paid athletes list this morning. LeBron James, he collected $96.5 million. Where does he rank in the top 10 list? Where's LeBron top 10 and the Forbes top 10 highest paid athletes list?
Three.
Okay, he's five. So we got our work cut out for us. We only have one skinny hiccup that we've got to avoid here. But we're going to hit these two perfect, so it doesn't even matter. Here's where we get our win. Tennessee softball picked up the 3-2 walk-off victory yesterday against A&M, Marshall. Do you know what seed the Lady Vol softball team is right now in the SEC tournament?
Four.
Correct answer, seven, Marshall. I feel like I failed you. You know what? I want to play it out quickly. Let's see how well you would have done here on the third question. The top revenge game of the NFL season is Brady returning to Foxborough with Tampa Bay. Do you know what week that matchup between Tampa and New England takes place on the NFL schedule?
Week six.
Week four. See, here's what's crazy about this, man. You literally totaled six there, but somebody had to do three for them to beat you, Marshall.
Yeah,
You're a fantastic contestant. Call back, dude.
Chris, fantastic job just hitting it three. I was trying to put the training wheels without the low number questions on that one, but it's still Chris rose to the top.
Chris,
not a double digit answer in your entire one. Not a double digit answer. I had nothing but double digit answers. It's called integrity of the game.
Look,
that's
here's
what we're
the
looking
deal.
For.
Look,
this
here's
is why
the deal.
I keep winning five burning questions.
What? Look, you don't have to pump up like a balloon your contestant. Chris came in here with his driver and hit it 400 yards.
Yeah, he did. You're right.
Kept it on the fairway. Right. I mean, when you Bryson DeChambeau a ball off the tee, what do you want? What else do you want? I mean, sometimes we have great contestants. Sometimes we have not so great contestants.
Marshall was a great contestant. Marshall, call back. You'll win if you keep calling back. It's gracious. You did a fantastic job.
Remind me, Kaner. I was back on the program Tuesday. Did we really get a triple double question as the final Jeopardy question on Tuesday?
Yes, we
Russell
did.
Westbrook. Yep. This guy was talking
I gotta be
integrity.
Honest, I never know with the NBA because there have been times we played the game and I'll ask the most basic. Whose name in the NBA all-time greats rhymes with Schmeichel Schmorden? And they'll be like, Larry Bird. And I'll be like, dang, that is not the answer. So I never know when you're asking an NBA question how much people are going to know. I don't know baseball either. And I think Chris must be a Braves fan to know that Acuna had 11 because I think a lot of people would have been off on that.
See, I will give you that. As soon as you asked that question, I was like, I don't know if this guy's going to get close. No, he'll just hit a bullseye on that. That's Will West, Tyler Ivins. Week 4 is the showdown between the Bucks and the Patriots in Foxborough.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
It's survive in advance for the Tennessee softball team in the SEC softball tournaments. Lady Vols a walk-off winner last night in extras in the ninth inning to advance on in the tournament. A 3-2 victory over Texas A&M. Here's Brian Rice calling that walk-off. It was a two-run double for Ivy Davis.
The 2-0. Swung on and lined into left center. That's going to get down and roll to the wall. Willingham comes around third. She'll score. The ball's dropped. They'll send Zegert home. Third of the plate is offline. Tennessee wins. Tennessee wins!
So Lady Vols and Arkansas play tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern time, in quarterfinals action. Major League Baseball scores. The Atlanta Braves come up short against the Toronto Blue Jays 4-1. A pair of home runs for Teoscar Hernandez in the win. Indians got by the Cubs 2-1. The Reds beat up on the Pirates 5-1. The Yankees blanked the Rays 1-0. The A's topped the Red Sox 4-1. And the Dodgers drilled the Mariners 7-1. Tennessee Smokies came up short on the road at Rock City, falling 6-4 to the Trash Pandas. And around the NBA, the Lakers got by the Rockets 124-122. The Nets defeated the Spurs 128-116. Atlanta topped Washington 120-116. Boston came up short in Cleveland 102-94. Portland upset Utah on the road 105-98. And the Mavs blew past the Pelicans 125-107. Have a little fun with Instant Games. May Instant Games are available now with any Tennessee Lottery retailer, with top prizes ranging from $5,000 all the way up to $500,000. The Michael's Traffic's coming up next. I'm Eric Kane.
He lists amateur tornado chaser on his resume.
Tyler Ivins.
The starting lineup on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
99.1, the Sports Animal. I mean, look, I understand on paper, Will, because of just the playoff game they gave us last year, that Pittsburgh-Cleveland immediately jumps out to you. But is it fair for me to still be skeptical about the Cleveland Browns, or did Cleveland do enough last year in your eyes for them to start being put into the contender category or realistic contender category? Some people are trying to say that if there was a fifth quarter or if they could challenge helmet-to-helmet contact last year, that perhaps the Browns could have knocked off the Chiefs and made it to the AFC Championship game. Look, okay, ifs and buts, all that other stuff. Should we start taking Cleveland more seriously? Because at least national television schedule-wise, Cleveland is being taken more seriously.
Yeah, can they stay healthy on the offensive line? That's what it comes down to me. Is if they can stay healthy on the offensive line, and it does seem like in Stefanski they have a coach that understands. Because one of the things that we've seen over the years is you get a quarterback that gets a little bit of notoriety, and all of a sudden the coach or the front office, somebody wants to make sure that quarterback stops throwing the ball 26, 28 times a game and wants to throw the ball 40, 42 point times a game with him.
Right.
And it just doesn't work out. There aren't very many quarterbacks you can go win a Super Bowl with them throwing the ball 40 times plus per game. Stefanski seems like he gets it, that Baker is what Baker is, and that is totally okay, right? It's one of the things I like about Arthur Smith and with the Titans. The Titans understood this is what Ryan Tannehill is. I can't hang my hat on him being my entire offense, but I can let him run my offense like a point guard. Let Baker do that, right? Let Baker run the football first and second, and let Baker be the guy that throws the football 25 times a game, and you could be really you could be solid with the defense that you have. What happens with that offensive line if they deal with the normal? They didn't deal with injuries last year on the offensive line. If they deal with injuries on the offensive line this year, it could be a problem for them. That defense will keep them in games, but that's the big question I have as far as being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Because how often do you see teams stay healthy on the offensive line 2 years in a row?
That's very true. And to that point, when you look at the rest of the matchups on Monday Night Football, Will, and because Cleveland just emerged last year, when you're talking about established franchise that has a strong showing recently, your best matchup on Monday Night Football this year is Bills and Titans. And I ask whenever you're doing this, and look, people are going to watch because it's Monday Night Football and it's the NFL and it's Monday. But, Will, when you talk about here's what we're hanging our hat on this year, I think that it is a fair argument to be made that the Titans have the best game on the Monday Night Football schedule this year. That's what led me back to the previous conversation, hour two available on our podcast at 991thesportsanimal.com, that maybe I haven't realized it enough that Sunday Night Football just dominates the Monday Night Football card year in and year out, because right now, Steve Levy and the boys, the three-man booth, they can't even hold a candle to what Al and Chris have every single Sunday night, including that marquee matchup we referenced last segment between New England and Tampa Bay getting together week four.
Yeah, no, I mean, Sunday Night Football is what Monday Night Football used to be back in the day when it was on ABC, and here comes Hank and here comes Al and those guys, and even for the people that are old, a little older than I am, when you had the GOAT calling the games back in the day with John Meredith, that Monday Night Football was it. Now it just is. It's Sunday Night Football. They pay a premium for that, so they're going to get Washington against Dallas, and you know what I mean? They're going to get they're going to get those type of big made for TV matchups. They're getting Tampa Bay Dallas to open the thing up on Thursday night, right? They're getting,
right.
I mean, the worst game they have might be LA versus Chicago, and that's going to pull a massive number. The lowest rated game they might have might be Minnesota against Dallas, which is going to pull a massive number. I guess maybe the week before, San Francisco against Indy. Sunday Night Football can also flex out any game. So if you start looking late in the season and you're thinking, you know, I don't know if that Packers-Bears game is going to be worth anything if Aaron Rodgers isn't there on December 12th. Well, starting week five, they can flex any game out in this Sunday Night Football and make that the prime matchup of the week. It's just what Sunday Night Football is. It's the prime matchup of the week these days.
Do you believe there's such thing as, I guess, popular franchise exhaustion? I just made that phrase up as I went. But I'm looking here at the schedule, and I remember a friend making a comment to me a few months back as we were trying to critique a few things on our fantasy league, and he just made the, you know, just kind of the offhand comment, right, because that's all I need is a Week 16 matchup between Dallas and Philadelphia. Nobody cares about when that division's already locked up, about who he would start in a possible championship. My question is, even though they're the best teams right now, look how many Tampa Bay's getting national television. Last year, the Chiefs were on the national scene five times last year off their Super Bowl victory. I understand they're the best teams coming off the best season, but do you even catch yourself sometimes looking at the card or looking at the matchups later that week and go, oh, perfect, great, another Kansas City Sunday night game? Is there exhaustion with that?
Not at all. Get it all. Because I'm going to watch as many windows of the NFL as I possibly can watch anyway. So give me the best teams and the biggest spots. I love that. And especially if you could give me the best teams that aren't just big market. The one thing that used to frustrate me is a lot of time it'd just be big market, right? So it'd just be Dallas and New York are going to play each other on Monday Night Football back in the day, and they both suck, but it's Dallas versus New York, so the whole nation's going to watch. It seems like we've gotten away from that at least a little bit. You're going to get some. Look, Washington against Dallas towards the end of the season, I don't think there's going to be a ton that matters on that one, but it'll be a quality game. You are getting the Rams five times, but the Rams should be pretty good this year. So I like that we will get some matchups like Chargers-Steelers. That wouldn't have been a matchup that we would have gotten on Sunday Night Football back in the day. It helps that they're in L.A. right now, but we're getting good games. I mean, Kansas City against Baltimore, those aren't necessarily on the Sunday Night Football. That's right. Not a game that you would say, I want the Baltimore market, I want the Kansas City market. But because it's the NFL and everybody knows everything about the NFL, it seems like because that matchup's so good, we're all going to tune in, even though those are two very small market teams.
Kaner, this year, the Tennessee Titans get three national televised games, a Thursday, a Sunday, and a Monday. I'd argue that they're on national TV for a reason, but the Titans, who just 2 to 3 years ago, the only national game they were getting were the Jaguar matchup coming up on Thursday Night Football.
Killer Rush.
Yeah, says the guy who used to make – one of my closest friends actually is colorblind. He used to make fun of the red and green jerseys anytime Buffalo and New York got together. To your point being, Week 16, Thursday night, you have the Niners going to Nashville. We've already referenced Buffalo coming to Nashville for that Monday night game. And then a Sunday night tilt that has you going out to SoFi to take on the Rams. Major upgrade over the last 36 months. And heck, and I know they're supposed to be good because they're nationally televised. The Titans starting to get that three-game respect against very pivotal matchups on how they might see themselves in the AFC South race.
No, you're right. I mean, it's exciting. I'm stoked, as you guys are. Y'all spent some time on the program talking about it, about how this might be the best Monday Night Football game on the entire calendar this year. And you get Buffalo in Nashville. It's going to be a ruckus environment. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. But I'll tell you what. Yes, three primetime games, which is great. You're going out to L.A., and then you're hosting the 49ers as well on Thursday night. But that, I'm talking to a fellow Titans fan on Twitter right now. That six-day stretch, you host Buffalo on Monday, then that following Sunday you play Kansas City, that following Sunday after that you go to Indianapolis. So that Buffalo from Monday, Kansas City Sunday, Indy Sunday,
you're talking about a 13-day stretch that could be the difference between you making the playoffs or
exactly.
Maybe hosting the wild card or
that's a grueling stretch right there. And so when you look at the Titans schedule, that's the one to pay attention to. But to answer your original question, three primetime games, this is exciting, and I think that's just a testament to where, you know, Tennessee is in terms of relevancy in the NFL and Mike Vrabel at the helm.
Question is, are they going to sign somebody that they can actually throw the football to, not named A.J. Brown?
Oh, they brought in Josh Reynolds. I mean, he's got to be RB. He's got to be wide receiver two now, but the problem is he's not a wide receiver two.
See, that's the revenge game we're not talking about, Will. How dare we not bring up the fact that the Titans are going to be going back to the Rams, bringing Josh Reynolds back to Los Angeles, you know, that huge target for the L.A. Rams in that system. Josh Reynolds, I know, is just fired up for that game.
Tip of everybody's tongue. That matchup's on the tip of everybody's tongue.
I was going to say it earlier, but, you know, I just...
It's low-hanging fruit, man. So who's going to pull it?
Everyone already knew it. Everyone already thinking about it.
Right out of the gate, I just want to just make sure that this is known out there. Who is the first, like, we keep making references about Aaron Rodgers might not be in Green Bay. Is there a potential change at quarterback, just looking at any of the schedule, that you could go, well, that's not going to end well for that franchise, so they'll possibly be flexed out? Here's what I'm getting at. Is Mac Jones still enough draw where New England's going to be on television? I get it. It's the Boston market, so maybe it's very simple to say, yeah, Ivins, look at the size of the market. But if they do change from Cam to Mac, if they do change from Andy Dalton to Justin Fields, are those enough draws where people are go, we're not going to flex out? Again, I understand the larger markets, but is that enough, Will, where they're not going to flex out the Bears or Patriots from their spots?
Well, it just depends on what the records are for those teams. I mean, really, it's about it's Belichick. Belichick's the brand right now for New England, right? Belichick, Super Bowls, that's the brand for New England right now. And I don't know, maybe Belichick versus Fields might be a bigger draw than Andy Dalton versus Cam Newton right now. But it's about the Chicago market, especially if you've got a good young quarterback versus Hoodie, who might be the best to ever do it. So that's what the draw is going to be. So if both of those two teams are tanking by the time we get there, they'll flex something else in there. But if you can get Chicago versus Hoodie, people are going to tune in for that. Because much like the Cowboys, people will watch the Patriots, even if it means they hate watch the Patriots.
See, how can you not get fired up over the NFL schedule release? Some of you fools out there were like, yeah, I'll DVR it or I'll just check Twitter. How can you not get juiced up, right? It's got you thinking about fantasy. It's got you thinking about what your team could be doing this year. A lot of excitement here on May 13th with the release of the NFL schedule. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. We're going to start bench cut. Riding with Ivan's pick, you need to actually start tailing, because this is an opportunity for you to double up after a couple of misses over the last two selections. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal. Stick around. Taking a peek at the Twitter at TSL99.1. At Tyler Ivins, at Will West, WNML. Julius reaching out this morning. At Tyler Ivins, I never agree with you. Titans, Bills, best Monday night football game. Where can I get my tickets? Kaner, tickets already on sale for the Titans. Can you get some single coops up there? I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, if you're not there for Buffalo, Tennessee, what's even the point of watching Titans football this year if you're not watching arguably their biggest game, which will be showcased on Monday Night Football? Before you know it, it's going to be the NFL season. A lot of excitement starting to brew here on the starting lineup. Speaking of which, always exciting time this segment. Here in hour number three, we like to call Start, Bitch, Cut. Kaner, big red button time, yeah?
All right, gentlemen, best trade pieces likely available at the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. Yeah, Max Scherzer, Trevor Story, Chris Bryant.
Ooh, I haven't started us off here. What do you got here? Because I'm watching trash NBA as much as I'm watching trash baseball these days.
I'm going to go on record as saying, Braves fans, that's a really good Toronto Blue Jays team, isn't it? Is it not?
I mean, it's not good enough to beat you five times in a row and just shut down your offense the way it is. Now, good team, yes, but I mean, it's not beating the, I don't know, best team in baseball ever. What team's the best team in baseball ever?
Not the Dodgers. I'll tell you that.
What if I told you Toronto was Max Scherzer away from winning the World Series this year? Would you believe me? Because they are. The top piece is going to be Max Scherzer. And for every American League East team out there, AL team, perhaps all of baseball, if they actually part ways with the prospects that they have that were able to get Max Scherzer, the Jays are winning the whole thing. And they're not even going to be able to celebrate it because they're not even playing ball in their own country right now. I'm starting Scherzer. I'm going to bench Chris Bryant. I'm going to cut Trevor Story. Here's the reason why. The Rockies, they understand they didn't get enough back for Arenado in that deal with the Cardinals. They are going to ask for a bank vault for Trevor Story. And this is Story who's months away from probably signing the largest shortstop contract that was just set by Lindor. That's the order. But Scherzer right now, that guy's still pumping a lot of fastballs and still getting a lot of outs.
Okay, I'm going to start Scherzer, and I'm looking at this somewhat long-term or because Scherzer, I know it's a short-term piece. With Brian, he's going to want that long-term money if you bring him in, and he's 29 years old right now, which means I'm looking at 3 or 4 dead years of a contract on the back end for him. So I'm going to cut him. I'm going to start Scherzer, bench Story. He's a year younger, and I'm going to cut Brian just because of his age.
Silver Talent Birthday Edition. Hockey skills of P.K. Subban, 32 years old. Musical skills of Stevie Wonder, 71. Or basketball skills of Dennis Rodman, 60.
Man. Who wouldn't want to live the life Dennis Rodman lived? Oh, nobody? Okay, great. That's like, why
yeah, literally
the cut.
No one. Literally yeah, not Dennis Rodman.
He's the cut here. I'm going to start Stevie Wonder. Now, I get it. Look, for what he can't do with his eyes, man, what can that guy do with his talent? Like, Stevie Wonder is just a marvel of an artist of everything he's been able to do. Plus, I'm a big fan of Superstitious. I'm a little stitious, not so much superstitious. P.K. Subban is an absolute monster on the ice. He's one of the best players in hockey, even for his age. Yes, he is. Stop, Predators fans. Yes, he is. 32, the guy can still sling it around. I'm going to cut Rodman. I can't believe I'm doing that. Rodman made a lot of money, but I'm going to cut Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I'm going to start Stevie Wonder because, gracious, how many hits has that guy ridden over the years?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to bench him. Does he have an EGOT? I don't know if he has the EGOT. The Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, the Tony. I don't know if he does, but he's got to be close to it if he doesn't. And it's only because he didn't try. It's the only reason he doesn't if he doesn't. I'm going to bench Dennis Rodman because you make so much money in the NBA right now. Tristan Thompson's making like $18 million a year, for gosh sakes. What would Dennis Rodman make in this day and age? And
yeah,
become
right.
P.K. Subban just because money. That's why.
It was on this day in 2004 when the final episode of Frasier aired. Best show centered around radio. Frasier, WKRP or News Radio?
Andy Dick was in News Radio, and it wasn't funny at all.
I love Dave Foley. I'm a big Kids in the Hall fan from back in the day. So okay. I'm gonna start Frasier. And it's more so about the dad than anybody else, the dad and Daphne. But I'm going to start Frasier. I'm going to bench News Radio. Phil Hartman also in that. I'm not a big Andy Dick fan. I agree with you. But I'm going to cut WKRP, even though I love WKRP. Lonnie Anderson was, I think, my first crush when I was in kindergarten.
All of those reasons you just said, that's the right order for that reason. Phil Hartman is the reason why it's the bench and not the cut, no matter how bad Andy Dick was in that show.
So I got around to watching Cheers all the way through like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Big fan of Frasier on Cheers. I've never watched Frasier, but I loved him on Cheers. So everyone says the Frasier is even better than Cheers, right?
They take a shot at sports radio hosts, and I respect it. They take a lot of shots at sports radio hosts, and I respect it.
Today is Stephen Colbert's 57th birthday. Best late night host: Colbert, Fallon, Kimmel.
I don't care. I'll take a slap across the chops for this. It's Jimmy Fallon's start, and you're gonna be like, of course, Ivans, you like Jimmy Fallon because he's so wacky. Jimmy Fallon, I liked him on Saturday Night Live. I like him now. The fake laugh, could I pull back a little bit more on the fake laugh? But sure, if that's how he's got to cut the tension and the awkwardness, I'm going to bench Kimmel. I'm going to cut Colbert. I might have been hated by the Fallon start, and they're going to hate me more for the cut on the Colbert, but it is.
Look, I I don't think any of them are that good at what they do. I also think it's a different day and age, and they're trying to get away from a formula that works and doing late-night shows and just create viral clips is constantly what they're trying to do. I also think one thing that stinks is we don't have, like, real celebrities anymore, so whenever you're doing the interviews, you're doing, I don't know, some kid that it's in some Netflix show that I'm never going to watch anyway. So I'm going to start Kimmel. I'm going to bench Colbert. I'm going to cut Fallon. I cannot sit through a Jimmy Fallon broadcast. I loved him on Weekend Update. I've seen his stand-up. It's spectacular. But I cannot sit through Fallon.
Where do you guys come in on Conan?
I like Conan. Conan's still just getting a check, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is. And Conan's just like, why'd you do this to me? TBS, thanks for giving me the platform. I'll just keep cashing your checks.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do a 30-minute show, and you can keep handing me $7 million a year.
TBS is going to keep doing that.
If the Braves are off and I have TBS on in the background when I'm doing work, they always run his promos. And I don't watch him. I've watched him a couple of times, but I don't watch late night.
He and Andy Richter were gold. But they were really, you know, a lot of times when you're not successful, you're hungry, and you're trying to be more successful. And so I do think when he was hungrier, he was fantastic. But Amy Poehler was helping write back then and things like that. They had some superstars that were on their writing team.
Also, can I say why I also like Jimmy Fallon as well? As I'm a big Roots fan, so if I can get the Roots for a little bit on there as well. So it's Fallon, I think it's a lot because I'm a big, you know, Roots and everything they do there. So,
most valuable American athlete on the Forbes top 10 list: LeBron James, Tom Brady, Kevin Durant. That's the order, right?
That's what I was actually. Thank you, Kaner. I was debating if I was going to take it out of that order, but I don't.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you laid it out.
Is it Brady or is it Durant? Because with Durant, you've got China, you've got a lot of Asia will watch the NBA. So that, but I think it's Brady just because the NFL is so unbelievably massive here. There's only one league that makes more money in the world than the NFL. So I think that's probably right. I think you're spot on that one, Kaner.
And best primetime game for the Titans. I mean, the start's going to be the Bills at home for Monday Night Football.
Hey, you don't know that.
Yes, I do. Or at the Rams on Sunday Night Football or the Niners at home on Thursday Night Football.
Is Trey Lance the quarterback by the time they get to that Week 16 matchup? I'm going to say he is. I'm starting the Buffalo Monday Nighter. I'm going to bench the Thursday Nighter with the 49ers. I'm going to cut the Sunday Nighter in that matchup when they take on L.A.
Yeah, I'm gonna start the Bills. I'm gonna bench the Rams. I'm gonna cut the Niners. Thursday Night Football with Jimmy Garoppolo under center. No, thank you.
But
no,
to answer your question, Tyler, they don't draft him that high to sit him anymore. So,
well, I do think
necessarily,
which they should sit for a little while.
We always say they will, and they don't. I mean, really,
if that game was Week 4 or 5, I would have ranked it higher because I knew Garoppolo was gonna be under center. But dude, we're talking Week 16. You don't think Lance wants the Niners tank? I don't think the Niners are better than 6-11 this year. And
I don't
Lance
think
is starting.
If they're healthy, I don't think they tank. So I think because of 17-game season, increased playoff spots, I think the Niners will be in the conversation. So I honestly think that Kyle Shanahan's going to play whoever he thinks is the best quarterback at that time.
Will, heritagerealtyknox.com is a website many people need to start visiting, especially if it comes to property management. You always say all the time, Heritage Realty Knox, number one when it comes to a lot of things under the sun, especially when it comes to just that property management.
That's right. Look, they'll treat your property as if it's their own. They're going to maximize your investment value. That's Heritage Realty. Fantastic when it comes to making sure that you get the right tenants for your property. And when you love to go to a realtor, that you're not just a number on a piece of paper anymore. And Heritage Realty, old school service. Finding the right home for you in the right school district, the right neighborhood for you and your family. Maximizing the amount of money that you can get when you sell your home. That's Heritage Realty.
That's Will West. My name is Tyler Ivins. And you want a winner for your Thursday. We'll deliver it. We'll do it next. Riding with.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Survive in advance for Tennessee softball. The walk-off in extras. Bottom of the ninth inning to advance on in the SEC tournament. A 3-2 win over Texas A&M. Here's Brian Rice that called the final action.
The 2-0. Swung on and lined into left center. That's going to get down and roll the wall. Willingham comes around third. She'll score. The ball's dropped. They'll send second home. Third of the plate is offline. Tennessee wins. Tennessee wins.
Lady Vols now move on to play Arkansas today, 5 o'clock Eastern time in the quarterfinals. Five-star recruit Patrick Baldwin Jr., a top Hoops prospect in the class of 2021, has committed on to play for his father, Pat Baldwin Sr., at Milwaukee over Duke, Georgetown, and Virginia. Kentucky's landed another five-star point guard in Ty Washington, who chose the Wildcats over Baylor, Kansas, and others. In baseball, the Blue Jays got by the Braves 4-1. Indians defeated the Cubs 2-1. The Reds beat up on the Pirates 5-1. The Yankees blanked the Rays 1-0. The A's topped the Red Sox 4-1. And the Dodgers drilled the Mariners 7-1. Tennessee Smokies came up short on the road at Rock City, falling 6-4 to the Trash Pandas. And the Lakers, then around the NBA, the Lakers got by the Rockets 124-122. Nets defeated the Spurs 128-116. Atlanta topped Washington 120-116. And Boston came up short again, Cleveland 102-94. Have a little fun with Instant Games. May Instant Games are available at any Tennessee Lottery retailer with top prizes ranging anywhere from $5,000 all the way up to $500,000. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning, Mayor Kane.
That's the final segment. Starting lineup here for your Thursday, May 13th. Tyler Ivins alongside Will West. Hey, riding with Ivins. How about it, right? You want to make a little money today? And what do they always say? They always say never leave a heater, right? So what is going to be the matchup we focus in on today? How about the game that we've been focusing on the last 2 days? We're going to go to the south side of Chicago. It's the White Sox taking on the Twins. A couple things you need to know about these teams. Right now, the White Sox have a 9-game lead over Minnesota in the AL Central. This is where you hammer in the final nail and you leave them for dead. Michael Pineda taking on Lance Lynn later today. It's an early game, 2:10 Eastern. I never do parlays. Parlays are sucker bets. You never want to touch them. You're just going to lose your money. Unless it's the White Sox, and the White Sox right now are a sure thing. Not only are you taking the Chicago money line today, you're taking the over 7.5 runs as well. These two teams combined 8-0 in their last 8 games on the over, and I'm a big fan of what Lance Lynn and the offense is doing right now in Chicago. The White Sox just dropped 13 last night. They're outscoring Minnesota 22-11 so far in 2 games in this series. You're riding with Ivan's play for Thursday. It's a twofer. You decide if you want to parlay them. White Sox win. Both teams combined for over 7.5 runs. Will West riding with Ivan's.
Alrighty, so all about the White Sox this evening. Did you get to hear Brian Rice's call as the Lady Vols walked off Texas A&M last night? Because if you haven't heard it yet, Cater, let him hear it. Solid, solid call from our guy, B. Rice, there. Okay, let me ask you, on the station, who gives the best homer call?
Oh.
Is it B. Rice there? Is it Joel Silverberg, who absolutely loses his mind on Ice Bears broadcasts? John Wilkerson, who is the GOAT when it comes to a steady broadcast? If John Wilkerson gives you that old school, here you go, we're just sitting out on the porch, sipping on some lemonade, listening to some baseball, or is it my buddy Vince Ferrara, who will just obliterate everything, Gus, going all Gus Johnson style?
Oh, my goodness. You are going to make me pick favorites today, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And then I'm not going to pick, so you look like the bad guy. No matter
what. Oh, I do.
Well, we're running out of time, Ivins. We're up against it. I hate
yeah, we
the
are,
last
aren't we?
The show.
So let's quickly get the answer out. I think they all deserve gold stars, and they should take it home to their parents and let them hang it on the refrigerator.
Don't
straddle the fence. That was solid. I would say that was a solid call from B. Rice yesterday. Perhaps maybe he's got more in store today if the Vols take on Arkansas and have a great showing. Silverberg does a great job, especially, dude, his late game overtime calls or his third period, like, you know, equalizer back in the game calls. He holds that goal out for a strong 5-7 seconds. You would think he was calling games in Europe. Wilkerson, I can't pick, man. And the fact that you know what? I'm going to give the love to Silverberg because you know what? I'm hockey guy on the station, right?
Have you heard Silverberg on a high school football broadcast? Because if you haven't, you should.
Joel just straight up, you're right. It's like Spanish soccer announcer, the way that Joel loses his mind and a tough goal happens.
His touchdown it's call awesome. Is really, really good. So you should listen to it.
So I go to Hardin Valley to eat at some of the fine establishments, and I tell people I'm Joel Silverberg there at the hostess stand so I get the best seat at the table and get all of my Coca-Colas paid for.
I don't think Joel appreciates that.
Poorly, that way you don't have to take the fall for it, right?
I walk in, they're like, Mr. Silverberg, how are you? I expected you to be a lot skinnier. And I'm like, well, what can I say? Right?
That 30's also been hard.
Also, I thought you were married. Yeah, wedding man. I, you know, things happen. Eventually they're going to catch on that I'm not right? Joel Silverberg. Exactly. Boys, coming up Friday, big show tomorrow. I got to ask you this, and I want to make it very simple. Will this dream of Nashville baseball die by the time this is over? Because I'm looking at our Twitter mentions right now, and they don't care what franchise comes to Nashville. They just want baseball in Middle Tennessee.
It's coming. It is coming. It will not be the A's. I think it'll be an expansion franchise. The MLB wants to have as little movement as they can possibly have, and I think that means Vegas. I mean, sorry, Oakland fans, you're going to lose another. I'm sure there are many of them streaming us right now. You're going to lose another team to Vegas, I believe.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins, EA, Brian Rice. They're out doing boys and girls things today. They're going to give you a little bit of love from the Knoxville Open and a lot more to get to between now and noon here on your home for Tennessee sports. It's 99.1, the Sports Animal. Enjoy your Thursday.